episode 710, All I Want for Christmas.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, ladies, and Merry Christmas. I hope that you are having an extraordinary week. What are you up to lately anyway? Surely you've got everything under control, right? You have nothing to worry about. The holidays are set. Your Christmas tree is up. You are ready to expect family, or maybe you're packing your bags. Either way, you are ready and raring to go, because all you want for Christmas is what? Yes, that is the question. And for those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this family. A great time to be here as we celebrate Christmas here. And for those of you who may be celebrating Hanukkah or other family traditions, I pray that you have and will create memories and joy in your life together, together as a unit. Because you know what? Life happens so fast. And we begin to forget sometimes the true meaning of why we're put here on this earth. It's our relationships, the connections with one another. So I'm so happy that you are here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, you can head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, everyday solutions to finding the simple in every day. You have a purpose. We have a purpose in life. We need to be inspired and motivated to keep going. But sometimes we don't feel that way, do we? All I want for Christmas. I feel like we need to sing the song. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. Well, I got to tell you and share a little story here, because that song, we're not going to play that song, by the way, but that song was something for me when I fell. I was in the park with my grandfather and my brother and sister, and we were headed back home, and they had this chain to block off traffic from coming into the park. And my brother thought it would be great fun to go ahead and jump over the chain. And so he went for the low part. Good for him. He made it. Well, me, you know, the overachiever. Yes, I got to admit, I was the overachiever, even that young. Decided I would go for the higher slanted up part. And man, I hit that chain. It caught my foot and face planted on the concrete. Blood splattered, nose hurting, but I had a half-fake front tooth. So after that, the season, every single time Christmas came around, it's all I want for Christmas is my half-front tooth, my half-front tooth. We begin to change things, don't we, to fit our lifestyle. What matters to us in where we are? What do you want for Christmas? I was thinking maybe all I want for Christmas is peace. Peace from the busyness of life, a calmness. We seem to be so, you know, going wild and high-spun, getting it all done. Our focus and our drive is to, we just got to do it. Why? Because, well, we just got to do it. Sometimes we don't even know the why. We just find that we're doing it. And with five babies and a hubby and building a business and I mean, it just seems like it goes on and on and on and on and on, and really trying to serve where God wants me to serve, I begin to question, all I want for Christmas is what? What's on my Christmas list? I've asked the kids, and the hubby asked me, what do you want for Christmas, hon? I'm like, oh, I don't need anything, sweetheart. You provide everything for me. There's nothing. He goes, but you can't open nothing under the tree. I said, but I open up something every single day. I don't need something under the tree. You see, we can become so wrapped up in the stuff of life, building the business, raising the children, the daily responsibilities, the errands, the taking care of yourself, the exercise, the eating healthy, the working on your marriage part, getting it all done, project after project. And it seems like we don't ever get any peace. And so sometimes I think in my mind, all I want for Christmas is peace. Peace in the busyness of life. All of this in life takes an enormous amount of strength and endurance and energy to get through. Sometimes just to make do. Just to get to the edge. not even necessarily feel like we are accomplishing exactly what we were cut from the cloth to accomplish. But what happens is we end up running in circles and becoming ragged, worn out, and the need for motivation increases. We're just like running dry. We're just kind of like, I've got to have water. I need more motivation. Where is the inspiration? Because the inspiration fades, doesn't it? And it becomes more about survival. There is no thriving. I mean, instead of survival, we need to have thrivival or thrivival. Is that even a word? I know it's not a word, but I was trying to make it kind of a fun word, but it didn't work. So we won't edit this part out because, you know, it's about being authentic here with you all. But one thing I came across that struck me is when I was reading in the Bible, a passage, Philippians 4 verses 6 through 7 says this, and I know you've heard this, so this isn't anything new, but just bear with me and hear me out here. Don't worry about anything, instead pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. There's a portion in that passage that we're very familiar with, right? Don't worry, pray about everything. Pray about everything. That's what everybody says. Or I'm going to pray about it. You think you're going to do something, change something, eat differently, exercise more, set a new goal? I'll pray about it. Somebody asks you a question, will you volunteer for this? Can you work on this project for me? And your response is, I'll pray about it. We get that, right? Don't worry, pray about everything. And then thank him. Thank Christ for what he's given you. We get all of that part. But one thing that jumped out at me, and sometimes I think it's a part that we miss the most, is tell God what you need. Tell God what you need. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. Tell God everything. We're real good about praying for something, but are we telling him what we need within the prayers and the words and the sentences that we're combining and using? All I want for Christmas. What's on your Christmas list? Have you told God lately what you need? And you're like, I don't need to. He already knows. You're right. He does already know. But you see, what he wants from you is a relationship. He wants what? A connection. You and I have a connection here. We're carrying on somewhat of a discussion. Now, you can reply back to me, just not live since this is being recorded. That might change here in the future. We'll talk about that later on. But one thing that he wants is that connectedness in our life, not the busyness in our life. We get a lot of nisses in our life. Which ones are you focusing on? How are you praying for things? Or do you worry more and just pray, Lord, take care of this and you're done? Lord, I don't know, I really don't know how to ask this of you, but just, you got this. All I want for Christmas. Tell God what you need. It just really struck a chord with me. And thinking that we need to be specific. And you may say, well, how specific? If you want a pair of purple socks and you need a pair of purple socks, then say, God, please provide me with those purple socks that I need. It's amazing when sometimes we'll be going out shopping, or I'll be out doing something, or whatever the situation is happening before me. And it usually calls for, I don't know, like I'm not finding what I want, I'm not getting what I want, whatever the case may be, the circumstances, I'm not getting it. And there are times I sit there and go, okay, Lord, we've tried everything here. Now it's your turn. This is what I need. So somehow, let's you and I make this happen together. I don't know what it's going to turn out to look like. I had that experience when I was shopping for my daughter for her birthday. I wasn't finding that present that I wanted for her. She didn't give me any great ideas. You would think that the person who wants the present would give you those ideas. But somehow he led me down the right aisle. And my eye caught just the right thing. And it became, in my opinion, the perfect present. God majors in the minors. But sometimes we just kind of let everything be, status quo. Lord, help me get through this day. The end. Well, that's real motivating, isn't it? I mean, if that was my conversation with you, I mean, do you think I would feel motivated or vice versa? I mean, if I sent you a little thing and said, well, it's going to be a great day, period, the end. I mean, okay, great. Oh, that sounds wonderful. God wants to connect with you just as we are connecting now. One way he can do that is by you making your list and checking it twice. What do you want for Christmas? Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Let God take care of you today. Tell him what you want. If you want just 2 hours of extra sleep, then tell him. Say, Lord, I need 2 hours of extra sleep. I don't know how I'm going to squeeze it in, but I need that. My body is suffering. Tell him what you need. That's so much bigger than just saying, Lord, you got this, I know, and walk away. He knows he's got it. You don't need to tell him that. I mean, seriously, think about it. So why else would we tell him to be connected to him? He desires our relationship. All I want for Christmas is peace. I'm tired of the craziness. I'm tired of just stuffing my life with busyness. I don't want it to be busyness. I want it to be fulfilling. I want there to be a purpose behind every single thing I do. And that means, yes, even when I'm sitting down writing out those bills and paying them, there's a purpose in that, right? Paying your house payment, there's a purpose. You have a roof over your head. You're providing a roof over your head, shelter. When you go and buy groceries, that is something that you should celebrate. Tell God what you need. He's listening. Why don't you go out and make the all I want for Christmas list and then pray about it. Don't worry about anything because God's got this. He really does. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye and Merry Christmas.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.